Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan podcast of 14th of July 2019. Trial registration in nursing, room for improvement. Since the advent of the All Trials campaign, the registration of clinical trials has improved. Ideally, trials should be registered with a published protocol prior to the start date and certainly before publication. Since the start of 2019, JAN insists that all trials which it publishes, in fact all studies of patient interventions as defined by the World Health Organization, are registered prospectively and demonstrably. If they are not, they will be rejected. I'm very grateful to Professor Richard Gray from La Trobe University in Melbourne, Australia, who, along with colleagues, has been monitoring the situation in nursing. He has also been specifically monitoring the situation in JAN and has published reviews for 2017 and 2018. The most recent contribution, published in JAN, is a review of prospective registration of trials published in nursing science journals in 2017. This study aimed to determine the proportion of trials published in nursing science journals in 2017 that were prospectively registered. The results of the study are summarised by the authors as follows. Of 151 randomised controlled trials published in nursing science journals in 2017, 17, that's 11%, were prospectively registered. 36, that's 24%, trials were retrospectively, and 93, that's 62%, not registered. We could not determine the registration status of 5, that's 3% of the trials. The registration number was included in the abstract of 2 prospectively and 8 retrospectively registered studies. Compared with the rest of the world, trial registration rates were significantly lower in Asian countries. I'm happy to say that JAN, at 18th place in the league table, comes out well, but we could do better. The authors conclude, funding bodies, study sponsors, journal editors and trialists all have an important role to play in improving prospective trial registration. We intend to repeat this review with trials published in 2018 and again in subsequent years. It's our hope that by headlining the number of trials in the discipline that are prospectively registered, we raise awareness among colleagues and, as a result, improve the quality of future nursing science.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com. Do,